Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
out there in podcast land. We welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. This is Hodge Hodge Podcast, the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge, and this is Nurse Carmen speaking. And thank you for tuning in. We welcome you.
Good evening, and thank you, Nurse Carmen, for that lovely introduction. I just want to finish up quickly where we left off at our last podcast, and we were talking about religion, and religion is a manifestation of humankind's instinctive awareness that rituals, traditions, ceremonies, and customs have enormous value as markers that assert a person's presence in the world. And as the adhesive that secures the presence by holding a people's culture together. Each culture has its beautiful and singular traditions, honoring a beautiful and central truth that there is something larger and more important in life than one's own desire or even one's own needs. That life itself is much more profound and far more meaningful experience than many people at first imagine, and that is in love and mutual concern and forgiveness, creativity and playfulness, and the joining of hands in a united effort to achieve common goals, in which will be found the deepest satisfaction and the most wondrous joys of the human encounter. And what I'm saying here is that we've got to take the binders off. We've got to let go of all of this extra stuff that these traditions, and I'm not saying all of it, but it puts a lot of restrictions on us. And what happens is we end up not enjoying life the way we can enjoy life. And we all have our little hang-ups that we have allowed society to place on us that prevents us from doing and being just who we are. But each of us have our own path.
Amen.
Each of us have our own path to God. And if we undertake our journey home, we do not worry or render judgments about how others are taking theirs.
That's right. Really,
really important that we understand this. We can't look at someone else because they chose a different path to us than us and and judge them, because as I've already said so many times throughout this podcast, that no matter what path you take, you will return home, which is with God. We want to call it heaven, we want to call it this or that, but we have to understand that heaven and hell is right here on earth. Home is being a part of God. That's home. That's who you are. So we have to remember that we cannot fail to reach God, and neither can they. So if we're not following, quote unquote, the Ten Commandments, that does not stop you from getting home. And as I've said so many times, that Ten Commandment thing, we've gotta realize if they were commandments from God, they would be automatic. God commanded the sun to shine. Do you see the sun not shining? Even when the clouds are covering it, the sun is still shining, because that was a commandment given to that sun. This is what you do. So if the sun can be obedient to God, you mean to tell me you think we can't? Because he commanded. They said it's the Ten Commandments. So it is a commandment. When you're at work and your boss tells you to do something, it is pretty much a commandment. And what do you do? No. You do it.
Do it. That's right.
So, well, I don't understand how we can accept it from everybody else but God. God gave us a commandment, but he don't enforce his commandments. So we've got to stop thinking in these ways. We have to understand that we will all meet again when we are together with God. And once we get there, then that's when we're going to understand, well, why did I go through all of this? Why did I do all of that when I'm here? And how did he get here when he didn't take that same path that I took? How did he get here? Because there was no place else to be.
Okay.
But I say this to you. Do not believe a single thing I say. Do not believe, I'm going to say it again. Do not believe a single thing I say. Listen to what I say. This is what I ask, that you listen to what I say. Then believe what your heart tells you is true. Not what I'm telling you, but what your heart tells you is true. For it is in your heart where your wisdom lies, and in your heart where your truth dwells, and in your heart where God resides in most intimate communication with us. I ask only one thing. Please, please do not confuse what is in your heart with what is in your mind. What is in your mind has been put there by others. What is in your heart is what you carry with you of God. Now, I say heart, I say soul, but I'm talking about the essence of us. So heart and soul, not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart that is within you, the heart and the soul that is within you. That will give you truth. This is why I'm always saying, if you don't go within, you will go without.
Right.
And we've got to start allowing our heart to lead us and not our mind.
Okay.
You can close your heart to God, and many have, and many also have closed their minds. But I say this to you, do not tell others that unless they believe what is in your mind, God is going to condemn. You know what I mean? If they don't believe what is in your mind, that God is going to condemn them. We can't do that because, as I just stated, we all have our path, our own path.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this podcast is, as a co-producer so eloquently says, every podcast, this isn't here to tell you that you got to change.
Right.
We're here just to let you know that there is another way. There are many ways, because no matter which way you take, you're still going to get home.
Amen.
And one of the other things, one other thing I want to say to us, what we've got to stop doing is we've got to stop condemning those who don't take our path, and we have to stop condemning ourselves. And I say condemning ourselves because we feel that we didn't go to church on Sunday, so now God is mad at us. So we just condemned ourselves on God's behalf.
Mm.
We've got to stop doing this. Because what we are here for, we are here so that God can experience life expeditiously, and not because he already knows experientially. He's got to be able to experience, to know it and not experience it does not do you much good. So you need to be able to experience it to truly know it. But here is the good news. The good news is that we need not go through hell to get to heaven. We have to understand that we need not go to hell to get to heaven. Now, that's very profound, and it's something that we need to think on. And when we think on it, as I said, don't let what I'm saying to you be your rule and maker. Listen to yourself. Listen to your heart, what your heart is telling you. And I guarantee you it will slip out right and wrong. I changed that, not right and wrong, but the truth to you. The truth to you, it will make it clear to you.
Hmm.
We spoke about death on the last podcast, and the deepest mysteries of death are soon to be unveiled to all of us. Let me ask.
Mm-hmm.
If the shortest path is not the best path home, what is the best path home?
Mm. Your path.
Okay. And I wanna restate that question. You can take the short path, you can
mm-hmm.
take the long path, but we know we're getting home. But
right.
I say to you, the short path doesn't make it the right path.
Right.
The path that brings you the most benefits is the path that brings you to completion, however long that takes. And one of the things we have to understand, and we've said this before in many podcasts before, this isn't our first time here. And there is no one that was born in this world at this present time for the first time that can come to the knowledge of who they really are. You can't do it in a lifetime. You need many, many lifetimes to understand who you are. You can't do it in a lifetime. But each round, as they would say, goes higher and higher. Each round goes higher and higher. And so what we can do each lifetime that we're here is we can improve on our remembrance to get us a little closer.
Okay.
Because whether we want to hear me or not, and as I said, you don't have to believe me, but everything that I say, all I ask you to do is go within yourself and listen to what it is that your heart, your soul is telling you. And if the soul is telling you something different, understand that that is your path. And what I mean by your path is it might not agree with what it is that I'm saying, but it's giving you that remembrance of who you are. And 9 times out of 10, it is going to agree. I'm not trying. It's just we've got to understand this, who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm speaking truth, your truth will acknowledge that. Your mind might not acknowledge it because it seems so far-fetched to the mind, who's working on information that was provided to them, and that's all they know. So if all you know is Coke and Pepsi, it's hard for somebody to convince you of Sprite. So it's easy. Jesus said it's so easy that a fool couldn't error. But once again, as I stated, we've got some growing. We've got some better understanding before we can begin to take it to its next level. No soul arrives at absolute awareness in one lifetime, as I was saying. It is the cumulative effects of many passages through the life cycle that produce what might be called complete completion or absolute awareness. Each passage is ended when the agenda or the mission of that particular passage has been completed. Let me just break that down just a little bit. And so this is just to coincide with what I'm saying with regards to we've been here before. Because we have to understand at one point in time, we didn't think, well, we call him God. That's the name that we give. But there was a time that people didn't even believe that there was a higher authority. They believe just as a lot believe now. It's just me, me, me. Not understanding who me, me, me is. So each life cycle, you become a little bit more and more. A little bit more and more aware of who it is that you are. And as I've said so many times, throughout all of my years and years and years in church, there was always something within me. And I don't mean to be facetious or anything, but there was something in me that told me that this isn't right. And I've done it, and I, even though it told me that it wasn't right, I did not listen to it, and I followed behind what it is that I was taught. Even though my soul was speaking to me, telling me that's not true. And not that all the stories, because they're just people's recollection of events that happened, but in some of the manners and some of the ways that is presented to us in the Bible, we got to be pretty silly to believe all of those things. Not that it can't happen, but why should God make it happen in that sense? When God knows that we are all one, when God knows that no matter what it is you do, you will make it home. And so because he knows this, do you think God decided, okay, Moses, leave my people in the wilderness for 30 years, 40 years? If the story is true, it was an event that happened, but it was an event that happened under God's direction, per se. It was under Moses' direction, and it was under the people's direction. At that time, they felt that anything was better than slavery. So I'll go out in the woods and live. But anything is better than being under the rule of these people. And so that was their journey. And that land of milk and honey, they never got to that point where they could totally believe God to be who God really is, which is you.
Okay.
But they was too busy waiting for God to miraculously just throw up a temple for them right then in the middle of nowhere. This is where I'm at. But what they didn't understand was he threw up a temple, and he threw the temple up in each and every one of them, and that's where he was at. But once again, because they were focused on the physical world, they missed it. The same way the disciples, the one that wrote all the books in the Bible, they missed the mark. They missed the mark because they were looking for something here, physical, in this world.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was trying to relay a spiritual world to them. But they thought somehow another Jesus was going to, when Jesus spoke of his kingdom, they thought Jesus was talking about he was going to defeat the Romans. So they didn't even know. Then they turn around and write a book, and we follow behind somebody that really didn't even know. But as we, I think I'm a little hoarse, so I think I'm going to just allow that to sink in. I thank you, Nurse Carming, for coming out tonight. And we will be back on Thursday giving a conversation so that we can better know exactly who it is that we are. I thank you all. Take care. Have a blessed day, life, week. And just remember,
amen,
you are connected. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the reason why he said it is because he came. So go in that knowledge. And once again, as I said, if you don't believe me, speak to yourself. Listen to your soul and see if the soul reveals it. Take care. Love you all.
Love you. Bye. Good night.